1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. We begin in Texas, where the manhunt for the suspect accused of killing five of his neighbors intensifies. Authorities announced an $80,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza. Our Janet Shamlian is at the scene.
Oropeza fled the scene while authorities believe they have his rifle. They say he should be considered armed and extremely dangerous.
Five people died in my county, and that is where my heart is.
Authorities say 10 people were in that house at the time, and they had just moved to the home a short time ago.
Well, there are also families mourning because of gun violence in Mississippi. WLOX-TV's Leslie Rojas says two people died when someone opened fire at an after-prom party in Bay St. Louis.
18-year-old Diaria Smith, also known as Didi, left his house with friends who were attending a Bay High School prom after party.
Good kid. And for this to happen, it would just don't have the words for that.
Before he left, he said goodbye to his grandma, Jackie Gordon, not knowing that was the last time she would ever hear from him.
We are monitoring efforts to save First Republic Bank. Federal regulators are hoping to find a buyer for the troubled institution before markets open in the morning. Correspondent Skylar Henry says it's the latest bank to face inflation troubles.
Federal regulators are hoping to restore confidence in the U.S. banking sector after more than a month of financial turmoil at the San Francisco-based First Republic Bank. It followed the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank in March and a Federal Reserve review of why it happened.
The National Weather Service says it was an EF2 tornado that ripped through Palm Beach County, Florida yesterday. That means winds of 135 miles per hour. WPEC-TV's Al Pefley has been getting an up-close look at some of that damage.
The tornado sent trees crashing down on top of cars.
I was upstairs cleaning, and all of a sudden, I just heard this noise. And I looked out the window, and I mean, it was just coming. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
At the HMY Yacht Club in Palm Beach Gardens, the tornado swept through and damaged yachts, picking them up and tossing them in the air.
A Long Island, New York man who had a billboard in Times Square asking for someone to donate a kidney finally got his wish after years of waiting.
The kidney really adjusts the body in ways that I never thought. Less fatigue, a little more stamina.
Mark Weiner, who also works here at CBS News, says it was a 20-year-old donor who wants to remain anonymous. While waiting for a kidney, the billboard helped other people get kidneys who were on the national donor waiting list. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for mixed precipitation becoming all snow overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 33, northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for mixed precipitation tomorrow, highs around 43, cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, lows around 33. A dusting of snow overnight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Come in. dread.
Kevy on the Civic Media Radio Network. Essential Last Crack, two songs from the mighty Last Crack at 11 o'clock. every Saturday and reheard on Sunday. For the last song there, we went to the Run Head Start Screaming album with Sean Anthony Brown on vocals there. I love that album. Sean added such a interesting alternative to Last Crack, but yet it was still Last Crack. It was pretty cool. I have no idea what I'm talking about here, just so you know. Take it from me, you know. That was her, Blood Brothers of the Big Black Bear, live. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Of course, that live Last Crack infamously was recorded at the Annex on Rocker's birthday. We've heard so much about that show here on the station. And there'll be more stories about that show as the years go on, because the stories just keep better and better. That's why we have Essential Last Crack, 11 o'clock every weekend here on Max and Kevy. How you doing? I'm Jimmy K. Happy that you could join us. You know, Broadfest is coming, and there's a lot of bands playing with members from Last Crack on stage during Broadfest, Seven Seasons Deep, Foo Foo Dolls, Elizabeth Mary and Paul Schluter. I think Greasehammer is doing some stuff. I'm pretty sure Greasehammer played some Last Crack, or at least he's their number one fan. How you doing, everybody? We're doing heavy tonight. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin from 10 to midnight. Happens to be the hard rock, metal, and punk variety. I've got music on the way from Rogue Rat. That's brand new stuff. We'll do some classic Left of Reason. Can I say that? Classic Left of Reason? I hope so. I just did. We'll also do some Wall of Funk, because I haven't heard Wall of Funk in a long time, and why not? And we'll do some Unnecessary Gunpoint Lecture in just a few minutes. Earlier, I mentioned that Ray was going to be at Mickey's Tavern on Friday, May 19th. She's playing with Or Does It Explode and Moans and Ohms. We'll play some Or Does It Explode in just a moment. Right now, Moans and Ohms. Nobody Knows How. It's Max and Kevy. We are local music.
Yeah. local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Maxine Kevy with the unnecessary gunpoint lecture. That's from 2018 right there. That tune is the impressive ability to learn from past mistakes. Inability to learn from past mistakes. Hello, my name is Jimmy K. That's totally me. I love that band. They've been around Madison for a long time, and they got a great show coming up at the Annex. Midwest Mix-Up presents the Unnecessary Gunpoint Lecture Saturday, May 20th at the Annex with the Central and Soul Shade. That show's going to be pretty cool. Hit up our good friend Jake at Midwest Mix-Up on Facebook to get ticket information. Those are going to go pretty quick, I would suspect. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy. Welcome to the show. Make sure you tune in next week for another installment of Max Inc. Radio. We're on every Saturday, 6 to midnight. 6 to 9 is rocker Terry Barr and I having fun interviewing bands. 9 o'clock is the Devil's Lair. Of course, 10 to midnight, Max Inc. Heavy. Share the word. We're doing local music statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. And you can get all the archives and podcast on the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. And by Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. You could find more information at movetomadison.com. And by Harmonious Whale, a band here in Madison, and they're going on tour to Ireland and Scotland this summer, and they want you to come along and be on the bus. Get on the bus with Harmonious Whale. They're touring all the cool spots in Ireland and Scotland. You can reserve your spot on the bus, book your travel. They have a great link for all of this. If you're looking to get out of the country for a week or so and have a great vacation in Ireland and Scotland, go to harmoniouswhale.com. That's W-A-I-L, harmoniouswhale.com to get all the details. All right, coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we got music from Left of Reason. We'll do that Wall of Funk I promised you, plus Lords of the Trident. We're just going to rock out in the last 30 minutes. Right now, brand new Rogue Rat on Max Inc. Radio.
With Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. The FBI and others are offering $80,000 to find a man accused of killing five of his neighbors in Cleveland, Texas, including an eight-year-old. Veronica Pineda lives nearby.
Kind of scary. I have kids. I have five kids. And it is kind of scary. You never know where he can be, but I don't really think he will be here anymore.
A shooting at an after-prom party in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, kills two people, including Jackie Gordon's grandson, Darius Smith.
He thought Darius had ducked the guy out of the way, but then when he looked around, Darius was on the ground. He had gotten hit.
The FDIC is trying to find a buyer for California's First Republic Bank before the markets open just hours from now. Democrat California Congressman Ro Khanna on Face the Nation.
I think that the FDIC needs to look at the lowest cost alternative. That's their mandate. And right now they may need to work with banks and private capital to save First Republic. I mean, that is the state we're in.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
Springtime is also known as the start of grilling season. And when you're grilling big, juicy burgers and mouth-watering hot dogs, only one bun will do. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, Village Hearth offers a variety of delicious buns that are delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
This is Mickey Grenades from Tiger Clutch, and you're listening to Max Trick Radio! Radio for the people!
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
trying to say that I'm getting annoyed of you pushing me away. I'm getting too tired of you lying to my face. I'm getting annoyed, time to put you in your place.
It's beginning, it always gets me so simply. And then something gets wrong, and I'll break free. But your role is just a cocaine. Love is just a broken heart.
Guy Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Inc. Heavy. We are local music from 2011. Lords of the Trident there and Chains on Fire. You know what? Their new stuff is really good. I mean, it's really good. But this older stuff from Lords of the Trident, like Chains on Fire, it's also very good. Worth a listen for sure if you haven't already done so. They got a couple of shows coming up. They're going to be in Minneapolis on Wednesday, May 17 for Rhapsody of Fire. Glory for Salvation Tour 2023. And then they'll be in Madison at the Crucible on Friday, June 2nd. That's for Adrenaline Armory with Knights of the Round Table and Trash Pandas. That's going to be a pretty cool show. Before that, Left of Reason, they got a show coming up, their birthday bash, actually, on June 10th up in Broadhead. You can check their Facebook page for more information. Hope you're having a good evening. I really appreciate you tuning in to the local music tonight. Be sure to tune in again next Saturday, 6 p.m. to midnight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. 6 to 9 o'clock is always fun. 9 o'clock is always the Devil's Lair. And then 10 to midnight, Max Inc. Heavy, the best original local music from Wisconsin. That's what we do here. Coming up, what was I going to? Oh, yeah. Mark your calendar, too, for June 21st. It's a Wednesday. Make Music Madison is happening. We're going to tell you about the lineup about that next week on Max Inc. Radio. We got a really good stage happening here. It's free. It's going to be music all across the city. All right. Anvil is going to be played here in just a couple of minutes. They got a big show coming up at the Crucible with Midnight Hellion, Queen of Dreams, and Bronze Scorpion. Bronze Scorpion is also playing Maybash. Well, you do some Arsenal Hand in just a second. Let's close out the show, though, with some Bronze Scorpion. It's your Euphoria Brising. I can say that. That's easy for me to talk. It's almost midnight. I'm going to bed. Hope you have a good evening. See you next week. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Mrs. Kane. Get off Mr. Kane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.